Zimbabwe can chalk up numerous successes, both at home and abroad. Recently in London, a group of spirit mediums from Zimbabwe took part in an exhibition at the Commonwealth Institute called Ancestral Voices. The Mumbere Dandanda traditional dancers performed ancient rituals to demonstrate communications between people and their gods. Nick Newman went to hear them.
Mumbere Dandanda traditional dancers have never performed outside Zimbabwe before. As spirit mediums in their own villages, they use music and dance to recall the spirits of long-dead ancestors. As they sing, they fall into a trance and begin to speak with the voices of their forefathers. The ritual preserves tradition and culture, explains Basil Chijikamatumbi of Zimbabwe's National Arts Foundation.
The spirit medium is very much part of the majority of the black people in Zimbabwe. It has been existing for generations and generations because we do believe that when a person dies, we know the flesh disappears and is buried, but we always believe that the soul or the spirit of that deceased person is still alive. And we always believe that that's because that spirit is alive, it has some influence over the living people. And so I say most of the African families in my country still practice this communication between the spirits of the dead plus their own daily lives. For example, when there is continuous illness in a family homestead, you find they usually go to consult traditional healer. And the traditional healer sometimes usually informs them to do a ritual ceremony so that they can ask the spirits to tell them what is causing this continuous illness of a particular person or a child, or it can be an old person. And it is practiced on a very wide scale. I wouldn't say every family. There are some people who have become so acculturated that they've stopped, you know, paying attention to the traditional rituals of their own ancestors. But the majority of people, no matter how well educated they are, many of them still practice this because of the extended family system which we believe in. Whereas in Western countries like your country here or like in London, some people who have been exposed to too much religion or Christian religion think this is paganism, this is dirty, it is not right. You must pay attention to the Jesus Christ and to God. Oh yes, no one argues about that, but the majority of our own people think that there is a supernatural spirit somewhere. Although we don't call that one God in English, we say there is a Musikawano, that means a creator of humans. And we believe that creator of humans has some connection within family units. And the spokesman in that family unit is that deceased spirit of an ancestor in that particular family. And hence we believe that if that spirit comes through the living, then there is bound to be some communication, and if the results are good, therefore why argue that the spirit medium world does not exist?
The group are about to perform a number for us now. What's it going to be?
They are performing a ritual song and dance number called Shura Murowe. It is about an orphan, and the child is left alone, and so the villagers they actually call in what they call the experienced spirit mediums, who make a ceremony, they brew beer, and then they try to sing the songs that reflect the activities of their deceased, until you find this child begins to speak in the voice of one of the particular ancestors who is deceased. And in fact, the whole song and dance number describes the plight of this orphan child.
Well, listening to that music with me is David Lann, who is author of a soon-to-be-published book about spirit mediums in Zimbabwe. People in the West tend to look upon this sort of thing as witch doctors or purely for the tourists, but it's much more than that.
Yes, it is much more than that. I mean, the idea of witch doctoring, the 19th century vision of witch doctors as being frightening figures who terrorize the local population with spells and bones and stuff is completely fallacious. It's a nightmare vision of Victorians, especially English Victorians. It is completely inaccurate. The way to think of them is as, firstly, as artists, as extremely creative and original people, as people who fill a medical function. The health service in Zimbabwe is extremely stretched, and it is beginning to be acknowledged that there are all sorts of areas, especially in psychosomatic diseases, where the witch doctors, as we think of them, can play an extremely important role. And also as guardians of the past, of people's sense of how their culture, their traditions, their society, their political systems operated in the past. What it's very important to remember is during the colonial period, during the period of white Rhodesia, the history of the black people was treated with contempt. And one of the reasons why it was so extremely powerful during the resistance to the state was because it was a way in which this Shona, the Ndebele, and the other black groups within Zimbabwe could make a claim for the importance of their own traditions, of their own culture, of their own past. That's one of the reasons, I think, why religious experience became so important during that period and during the resistance.
And the spirit mediums express themselves not in talking, but in singing and dancing?
To some extent in singing and in dancing. When mediums become, especially the very important mediums, when they become possessed, they do sing, they chant. Many of the big mediums, each of them has his own way of chanting, his own poetic rhythms, which are characteristic of him or of her. Most of the mediums are male. But the more important way in which they communicate is through speech. They speak in the voice of the spirit directly to the usually very large group of people who have gathered to hear what the ancestors have to say. And it's a very extraordinary spectacle, because what you actually see is the very distant past, or what people think of as the very distant past, and the immediate present coming together in order to sort out problems that people have.
I think we had better invoke the spirits to help us solve some of the problems that the continent is facing. Our thanks to Nick Newman in London.